With the help of the Lord and his guidance, if you'll turn with me to chapter 25 of Matthew. Matthew chapter 25. And we'll begin with the 14th verse. Jesus spoke to the people in parables or stories. The people were simple, and he figured if he spoke to them this way, he could make them understand what he was trying to tell them about Christianity. So he speaks to him here in the 14th verse, and it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey." This man left his goods to these 3 different men. And when he left them according to their ability. For one, he gave 5 talents. This man had more ability, 2 to another, and just 1 to another. But when he gives you and I something, some talent, some gift from the Lord our God, and you all have talents, each and every one. God hasn't left anybody out. But when he gives you that talent, he expects you to use it. He expects you to do something with it. Whatever it might be. Preaching, teaching, singing, going out and visiting the sick. Just anything that God has given you, you must use it for his glory. He waits, just like the man did, this master of his servants. He went out. He says, okay, now I'm going to see what they're going to do. So we'll read here. In the 16th verse, it says, "Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid the Lord's money." Is that what God wants us to do? Dig a hole and put our talent in it? Or does he want us to use this talent? You think it's such a trivial thing. Well, if I go out and I do this and I do that, maybe God's going to get mad. He gave you that talent, dear ones. Use it. Use the talent that God gave you, whatever it might be. But this man buried it. Buried it. Maybe his talent was just to go out, talk to people on the street, sitting in a cafe, talking to people, just letting them know about the Lord. Maybe that's all his job was. But he didn't do that. He just went about his business. Well, when my master comes back, it'll be here. That isn't what God wants us to do. That man could have gone out, talked to people, maybe turned their hearts to the Lord. But he didn't. He didn't. In the 19th verse, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. He went out and he worked. He worked for the Lord. He went out and did the jobs that God gave him the ability to do. The man who had 2 talents did likewise. Okay, he only had 2 talents. Use them for the glory of God. Whatever your talents are, use them. So what does he say to this one? Then he, in the 24th verse, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, with benefits. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall it be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. These were taken away from him. Why? Because he didn't use it. Because he would rather sit in the back pew and just do nothing instead of doing what God wanted him to do, whether it was to sing, to praise his name, to talk to people of the Lord, to visit the sick, whatever it was for the glory of God. This is why he gives you and I talents. Don't think yours is too small that you can't use it. He's looking to you and I, dear ones, to spread the gospel of the Lord, to reach out to those that are lost. You know, there's a song called The Lighthouse. Many of you may know it. Jesus, our Lord, he's the lighthouse. And the ships that are out there, you and I, he guides us to the light. If we don't follow that light, we're going to drift off and be swallowed up by the enemy, by the deep. Follow the light. He is our lighthouse. God gave him to us. God did the work, and he sent him to die for us. We just celebrated his resurrection. He died for you and I. Why? Why did he die? Because his father told him so? It was his job to do so? But because of his love for you and I, dear ones, because of his great love, he loved us so much. And now that we have that love, we're to share it. We're to share it. We're to fill up our boats with passengers and take them to the light. This is what he wants from us. This is what he expects from you and me, dear ones. Let us follow the light as he is in the light. He's done many things for us, dear ones. How can we not give back to him 100-fold? How can we not do what is right in his sight? He's looking at you and I right now. And he's looking to each one of us and saying, I gave you this talent. I gave you this talent. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the gift I gave you? Are you going to bury it in the ground? Or are you going to use it? Use it for my glory. Use it that others may gain and not lose. We're responsible, dear ones. We are responsible before God. Take that responsibility and use it, or you will lose it. And believe me, it's not easy to get back. I've seen people that have come in, begin to be nurtured, feel the presence of the Lord, and they go back out into their old lives. I pray for those souls because it's so easy to be touched by the devil. It's so easy for him to whisper in your ear, what do you have over there? I got more for you over here. I'm going to show you where you can go. And boy, you're going to be liked. Come on, there's this club downtown. I'm going to take you there. And I'm going to show you how much the people care for you there. So he goes, and what happens? What happens? He's drawn in by them. Wow. I never knew I had so many friends. You call these friends? They want to destroy your life like they destroyed their own. There's so many. So many lost because of the devil. Put him under your feet. It's where he belongs. The further down, the better. Dig that hole and put him in it. Not your talent. Put him in the ground. Our God is worthy. Our God is praised. Our God is living today. And in his presence, we live. With the devil, we're dead. No hope. He doesn't want to be alone when he goes to hell. He doesn't want to be alone in the fire. So he wants to take you and me with him. But get you behind me, Satan, and don't you push me, because I'm going the other way. Lord, help us to continue to walk in his ways. and love each other. I have faults. Yes, I have many faults. And I'm sure you do too, but I'm not looking at your faults. I'm looking at what you can do for the work of God. You want to look at my faults? Go right ahead. Go right ahead. But I put them before the Lord. And he puts them aside. He don't look at them anymore. No, his eyes are closed to my mistakes. Because I asked him, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for what I've done and where I've been. Now you have a new life. A new life in him. So don't worry about things. God is on your side. Brother Mark, God is going to take care of you in these things. You have a problem before the Lord? Put it in his hands and leave it there. Don't take it back. Leave it there. Let him undertake for it. Our God is a mighty God. And he'll use his strength to help you and I. Don't you think he sees every move you make? Don't you think he sees the problems you go through? He sees what you and I can't see in someone's heart. And what he sees, he nurtures. He holds it close to himself. Why? Because he loves you and I. He won't turn away from us like we may turn away from one another. Just look to him. God is looking at you. Use the talent that he's given you. Use whatever he's given you. Don't put it in the ground. Thank God for his word today. May you be blessed by it. May you use your talents as he has given them to you. Bring them before the Lord and let him bless them. In the name of the Lord be praised.